Kerbos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Ksuba's daf Son of Zion. We're here a couple lines down on Son of Zion, Amud Aleph. Is starting at Tanya, right? That's five lines down, I guess, right? Tanya, we just had the story about Rabbi, what is it? Nachdimo Ben Gurion, saying that he didn't do enough tzedakah with the money that he was given. And so, which again, it just illustrated the Gemara. It's illustrated that his daughter was picking out barley from dung of the animals. So the Gemara just says, also, Tanya, we learn the Reza, Am Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok, Ereb ben Achama, that's a Shvua, and Lo Reisiyah Shaisa Malakeza Zorim, Mibain Talfei Susim Ba'ako. Again, the same idea that his daughter, Nadima Ben Gurion's daughter, was gathering barley from between the hoofs, right, between the horses. Right in Akko, and Karasi Yalei Mikrazeh. Right, he said he quoted that pasuk. Right, the Chazal. Right, again, if your life is Torah, so you see something that reminds you of a pasuk, so you immediately quote a pasuk. So he said, Ah, im lo tedi lach hayafa ban Hashem, tzi li lach biikvei atzon riyas gidi osayich, al tikri gidi osayich, ela gvi osayich. I mean, don't say that. Right, literally that means that the beautiful women, right, the Am Yisrael, right, will have your kids to graze. But again, it's referring to Am Yisrael, right? I mean, if they don't know the Torah, that they're going to have to do their own work. But Gedi Osayich, right? That, again, that's your kids. But Gevi Osayich is your body, that you have to take care of your body. You got to do whatever you got to do, right? Take care of yourself, right? Even if it means picking barley out from between horses. Okay, switching topics completely now. Amar Rav Shimon bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan. Right? Again, what's the deal with, again, we mentioned yesterday that depending on what the wife brings in, right? The Mishnah said, depending on what the wife brings in, we evaluate it differently in the ksuba, right? If she brings in cash, so then we mark it up 50% in the ksuba, and if she brings in property, so we mark it down 20%. So the Gemara says, now, what about gold? Hechnisa lozav, right? Again, gold wasn't standard currency in the normal sense. Gold is not usually used as currency. Gold is more valuable than anything. So what about zav? Right? Rashi says chaticho zav. He doesn't even mean gold coins. It means gold pieces, right? Bars of gold. So chnishel zav shamenoso varehu kishavio. Right? It is as is. Right? We don't change the value. Right? In the ksuba. Meitzvei. That's a fine question. What do you mean? How zav? Right? Kalim. Gold. It's like Kalim, right, that the Bryce says very clearly, right, that it's like Kalim, and therefore it's marked down 20%. Right, my love, Kalim Shazav, the Paskli, doesn't that mean like Kalim of Kalim Shal Kesef, the Paskli, isn't that just like silver, right, normal silver utensils? Right, again, that you drop by 20%, the Gemara says, lo, Kalim Shazav, the little Paskli, no, gold is treated like Kalim of gold, which is, again, as we said before, right, we put the actual value in the Ksuba. Okay, so in Kain, Kekalim in Bayalei. Okay, so therefore, when the Brisa says Zav Hareyu Kekalim, should have said Kekalot, right? Because it should have said that would mean that it's like golden Kalim, right? So the Gemara before it answers that is the Gemara is not really going to answer that. It's just going to say Kasha at the end. But before that, we have another question, and then we have the question is going. This question is going to be answered, but we're going to be left with this original question. And the Gemara is just going to throw up its hands and say Kasha. So just so you know what's coming. So the first question is: it should have said Kalev if it means golden Kalim, as opposed to silver Kalim, right, which are normal Kalim. And also Tanya will learn the Rebbeisa Zav Ariyuk Kalim. Again, gold is like Kalim. Dinari Zav Ariyim Kiksofim. Right, but gold coins, right? That's already like money. That's cash. And in the place where it is not to trade in golden coins, right, we evaluate them, and again, we put in their actual value in the ksuba, like we said before. So the Rambam Gamliel Ahaya. So which one is Rambam Shimon Gamliel going on? So you're saying, safe. If you're telling me he's going to the second part, meaning that gold coins is like cash. So I'm called the Tanakama Sovra. I feel Makam Shinagu Lola Forton Halo Nafki. Right? What do you mean? If the Tanakama holds that we consider it to be cash, even when people don't trade them, right? But people, you can't. If people don't trade them, then it's not cash. When you can't spend it. So what does that mean? How in the world, meaning the Tanakama, would the Tanakama say that gold is like cash in the case where people don't use it as cash? It's El Lava Ratio. So it must be that Rishon Gamliel is going on the Reisha, meaning that Tanakhama said that the, in the first statement, they said that the gold is like Kalim, and then Rishon Gamliel said, well, just to explain, right, read on the Gemara, it becomes clear, right, this is what it meant to say, that Zav Arika Kalim, my Kalim, wait, what do you mean, Kalim Shokesef? That it, that Zav is like silver Kalim, and then Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Omer, Harim Dinarim Shazav, Makam Shinagul, Lola Fortam. Actually, it's treated like cash. That it's treated not like kalim, that it's depreciated, but it's treated like gold and recorded at face value. So again, so apparently we see the Tanakhama holds that gold is like silver kalim, as we said before, right? And Rabbi Yochanan is saying that, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is saying that you view them right as it. But again, Rabbi Yochanan said before that gold is like gold kalim. So Gemara says, la'olam ha'sefer, really Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is going on the second part, right? The second part of the braisa that said that gold is like cash. And then Rabbi Shimon Gamliel comes along and says, well, in a place where you don't exchange them, so what is that? U'denafke alidei atchak. What he's talking about is where they don't really spend cash, where people won't really accept gold and coins, but they will if they have to. But right, again, the taxi driver usually takes cash, but if you have to, right, you give him credit. Right, the hakam efgi. This is the machlokas. The mar saver tanakam a whole olta kevin denafke mishav chinamle. Right, since that you can spend them, so then you view them as cash, and the husband has to add 50% to the ksuba. Mar saver, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds no. Kevin the lul nafki, since it's not easy to spend golden coins. Elia de etchak, right? It's in a difficult situation, right? You can't spend these coins normally. So lo meshav b'chinam lei, right? We don't mark up their value. Iboy sema, or you could say kula Rav Shimon Gamliel. Maybe you could say that the whole brisa is Rav Shimon Gamliel v'chizuri mechzura. I'm missing some words here. Ve'achi katani, and it should have said zav aregi kalim. Right? Gold is like kalim, right? Again, golden kalim. Dinarez of gold coins, are you something that's like cash? Bemedvar Murim, when is it like cash? That's Bemagam Shenagu Lefortam. It's only people are gonna accept them. Al Makam Shalonagu Lefortam, Shaman Osam Avarehim and Gishavayim. But if people won't accept the golden coins as currency, then we evaluate them, right? Then they you put them in the ksuba as is. They're Rav Shimon Gamliel. Sure, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Yomer, because this is Rav Shimon Gamliel Shita, he used to say, Bemakam Shenagu Lefortam, Shaman Osam. Because this is what Rav Shimon Gamliel said, that if people don't accept golden coins, so then you just put it into the ksuba as is. It's the bottom line, though, but still we're left, as I said, with the original question. It should have said, if you're telling me that golden coins are like golden kalim, not golden coins, golden bars. If you're telling me that golden bars are like golden kalim, it should have said kekelav, like utensils of it, as opposed to kalim in general. So Gemara says kasha, yeah, ain't a chinami. Iboy sema, or you could say, hachem mayaskinan, what's the case? Bidava pricha. It's not golden bars, but golden pieces. And that actually is handled a lot, and that, as Rashi explains, goes down in value. So therefore, right, again, you would put it as, you would put it as silver kalim, right? And therefore, it would be, right, you'd mark it down by 20% in the ksuba. Rav Ashi says, b'mamala, it's gold dust, which also depreciates, right? That's also, so that you also view it as kalim, and you would mark it down in the ksuba as well. Rabbi Yane says, b'samam shel Antiochia, right? Antiochia, right? Probably named for Antiochus, right? So b'samam from that town, harei hin k'ksafim, that's like money, and you add 50% to those spices. Apparently, that was very movable, exchangeable. People would just like cash. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Gemalim Sha'aravia. So Isha Gova Parnameham. Again, that's camels are also Arabian camels. Apparently, in that area was also treated like cash. Apparently, they were also traded very easily. Amar of Papi, Hani Tosve de Bay Mixi, Isha Gova Parnameham. Apparently, there were shirts in Bay Mixi were also you mark them up like extra 50%, just like it is cash. Okay, if Amar of Papi, Rabbi says Hani Sake de Rodia, right, if you sacks from Rodia, and the Ashley de Kimchonia, and ropes in Kimchonia, so Isha Gova Parnameham also, she will also take an extra 50%, because they are as tradable as cash. Amar Rabba says, Mareish Havamina, Hani Arniki de Mechoza, Isha Gova Parnameham. Originally, I used to say that these Arniki, that the if they're literally Arnak, and Arnak nowadays in Hebrew is a wallet, but it means a money pouch or whatever, that a woman you mark it up by 50%. My time out, asmach tayu alayu, because she uses them as an asmachta, meaning that she can use as like a security or whatever. And meaning that tachlis, meaning pashas that he holds that they are metaltalin. And meaning he thought that they would use it as like a collateral or whatever. But given the chazad shakli luvanafki, but once people saw that they take them, right? Meaning that they are for the ksuba, right? That they are, you know, used to pay the woman for the ksuba. So then, then they assumed that it was karka. Again, back in the day, the ksuba used to be karka, used to be a piece of land. So then they saw that they were taking the ksuba payment from them. And then they go buy money. And they go buy land with the money. So then he thought that they were valued as karka. Okay, fine. Vayter says a new Mishnah. Hamasi is bito stam. Again, we had said before that there's a certain amount of dowry that the husband can give, or that the father-in-law can give, or whatever, and he can direct it in one way or another. So what about the minimum? What about the minimum dowry? So lo yivchos la mechamishim zuz, right? Father has to give his daughter at least 50 zuz. Again, we said before, if you remember this in the Gemara a couple of weeks ago, that's already enough money. Did we say that in the Gemara? Okay, I'm not sure. I don't remember if we said in the Gemara, or we said in the Rishonim. I don't remember, but that's already money for clothing for the whole year. So that's 50 zuz. Pasak lachnisa aruma lo yomer habal kshechnisena leveze achasena b'ksusi. If for whatever reason, right, the husband agreed to marry her without a dowry, right, aruma obviously means naked, but it doesn't mean naked here, right? It means that without any type of money. So the husband shouldn't be like, all right, I'll clothe her, I'll give her clothing when we get married. Ella rather, no, that's not how it works. Mechaseva oda veisavia, he has to give her, again, if he agreed to the marriage, right, he has to give her clothing when she's still in her father's house. And so too, a yosom, right, if the city or the beis din or whatever the tzedakah fund is marrying off a yosom, rachmana litzlan, they shouldn't give her less than 50 zos. Mefarnesin also lefi kvoda. Sorry, and in yesh bakis, right, mefarnesin lefi kvoda. And if you have enough money, right, again, people are generous. If you have enough money in the box, so then you can give her according to what she is used to or what she is deserved, or what her family gets, etc. Amar Abaye. Abaye says, Chamishim zuz pshite, right? It's normal, 50 normal zuz, as opposed to other types of zuz, which would be valuable to 400 zuz. So it's the standard 50 zuz. Mimai, how do you know? Guys, midikatani seifa, right? From the end of the Mishnah. And Mishpik is, if you have enough money in the wallet and the funds and tzedakah, right? So mefarnas and mefarnas, right? You give her as much as she deserves. For Minan, my kiss. And we say, what is that? What's going on over here? And Amar Rava, Arnaki Shal Tzedakah. It's talking about the tzedakah funds, right? The Tomkei Shabbos, whatever. Fisaka Daitach. And if you tell me that it's really 50 zuz, 50 real zuz, which is 400 regular zuz, how much more are you going to give the girl? 400 zuz is a lot of money. It must be regular 50 regular zuz as opposed to 50 fancy zuz. Tanar Rabbanu Lo Dinar Braisa. Yosom V'Yosoma Shabo L'Tzparnes Mefarsin Es Yosoma V'Achakach Mefarsin Es Hayosom. Right? If you have Rachman al Tzlan, you have two kids that are orphaned, and the tzedakah has to set them up, right, to feed them. So first you give the girl, right, and then you give the boy. So the Gemara says, "Bnei Ish Darko Lachzor Pesachim Vein Isha Darko Lachzor." Right, because a man begs and a woman does not beg. Now Tosus says over here, didn't we learn the opposite? It's okay, so you could check that out over there. But say that right again. I'm sorry. It's in Tosus Rid. Tosus Rid at the bottom of my daf. It's like the last couple of lines. Right, it says that we learned the opposite is true. Okay, so Pashtus is right. Tosus deals with that over there. Could be that in a place where he's able to go begging versus a place where he's not able to go begging. All right, either way. Yasu v'yasoma. If you have two Rachman al Tzlan, two orphans that come Shabbat, they're going to get married, but not to each other. But they're coming to get married. They're coming to get money. Rashi says Mishal Tzedaka. Right, that they need some money for the wedding. So Masina say Soma Vachkach Masina say Yosom. Right, the girl comes first. It's more embarrassing for a woman not to be married than a man. Rachman Tzlan Lo Leinu. Tan Rabbi Wilad and Rabbi say Yosom Shabbat Lisa Sochren Lo Bayis Umatzin Lo Mita V'chol Klei Tashmisho. Again, if an orphan comes to get married. He needs money for the wedding, so you get him a house, and you get him some clothing, a bed, all this other furniture, etc. And only after that, meaning he doesn't come with a shidduch in mind, he comes to the tzedakah, he says, listen, I don't have any money. So they arrange everything for the house, and then they find the wife. We kind of sometimes think of it backwards, but that's how they would do it. Shneamar Pasuk says, "Dei machzoro asher yachzor lo." You have to give him, a poor person, whatever he is missing, whatever he is lacking. "Dei machzoro ze avayis asher yachzor ze amita v'shulchan and lo ze usha." Again, the Pasuk says clearly, right? A house, right? Furniture, and then a wife. "V'chein u'omer," the Pasuk says, also esalo ezer kenegdo, right? That it'll give you a help. An Ezer connector, right? Obviously, talking about a pasuk. That's how does that teach that it comes at the end? I guess Pasha says because Adam, right, married Chava at the end, right after the entire world had been formed. Right, the pasuk says that Adam, right, tried to mate with all the animals or tried to get to know all the animals and he didn't find anybody. Okay, I guess that's probably the shot. Tanar Bala under the Raisa. Dein Machsoro, what does that mean? Ata Mitsuva Allah Lafarnaso, right? Again, you gotta take care of a poor person. Vieta Mitsuva Allah Lafarnaso, but you don't have to make him rich. Right? Ah, Sheyach Sarlo, I whatever, yeah, don't you have to give him whatever he's missing? Tafilu Sus Lurko Volov, the Evi Lorotz Lafanov. Even a horse to ride, and an evid, a servant to cry out before him. Right, if that's what he's used to, you've got to bring him back to his station. Amru ulava hilla zakin shalakach laani ben tovim echad. Again, hilla zakin took once for a poor person for that came from a good family. Sus lurkovalov, we found a horse to ride for him. The evid larutz lefanov, and a servant to run and cry out and say, hey, this guy's coming. Hamachas lomasa evid larutz lefanov, varat lefanov shalshamilin. Once it happened, he couldn't find anybody, and Hill himself did it. All the Achronim ask, how in the world could Hillel do that? Right, he was a Nasi, and a Nasi is not a Melech, a king is not, and perhaps Tamachokam. Tamachokam might be allowed to, but a well-known and a Tamachokam in a position of power, right, is not allowed to belittle this Kavod. So a lot of shmuzin on this. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz writes that he must have viewed it as a case of Sakanas Tafashos, that the poor person would have been so destitute that he couldn't have recovered. And therefore, right, Hillel was able to be mochel on his kavod, right, only because it was, pikuach nefesh. Again, you have a whole, it's like a mental health pikuach nefesh drasha over there. But okay, either way. Tanra Barna Olanda Rabbeisa. Maisiv Anche Galil Ha'elyon Shalaku Lani Bentovim Echav Zipori Litra Basar B'chol Yom. Right, there's a story where there's a poor person up in Galil, and sure enough, it's Taka. Chevra, again, he had a poor person that came from a fancy family, and they said tzedakah to support him with a liter of meat every single day. The Gemara says, liter of butter, my rehusa. It's not that much. It's not so big. So Amar Rav Huna, no, liter of butter, Michel Ofos. No, it was fancy meat. It was duck meat or whatever. Or you could say, liter of butter, mamish. Right? They bought the actual meat with a liter, which is obviously very, very expensive, which is a lot of money. Ravashi says, "Hasam kfar katan haya." No, that was a case where it was a small village, right? So that's why the meat was so expensive. B'chol yom have a mitzvah chayusa amtulta. Right, they had to cut the waste, and the expenditure was they got rid of an entire animal, right? Not because they spent so much money, but they gave him, the choice meat, and they got rid of an entire animal, right, just to feed this poor person. Also, again, you kind of we sometimes as people who give tzedakah, right, to a lot of people come around asking for money during davening. This I have people knocking my door all the time in Harnof. Right, you have this guy asks for money, that guy asks for money, this guy comes to shul, this guy needs money for this. Right, Baruch Hashem, it should be zocha to be from the givers and not from the people who need money. But you see over here again, you might think that the guy's cause is ridiculous. Right, guy comes, wants to marry off his daughter, and the standard is that you buy your daughter an apartment. So I also want to buy an apartment. Why should I give this guy 5 shekels, 10 shekels, whatever it is? So first of all, you're probably not going to miss the 5 shekels or 10 shekels. Second of all, right, there's a mitzvah to get the guy whatever he needs in his previous stature. Again, whatever that person needs, whatever his original position was. It could be that he wasn't rich beforehand, but okay, but whatever the standard is. Right, the mitzvah is to be a farmer. So again, it's a good kasha whether you have to give for that, but that definitely is part of the discussion. Okay, anyway, it's getting this sidetracked. I'm sorry. Ahuda also the commander of Nechemia. There's a poor person who came to Rabbi Nechemia, and Amar Leib met Atasoid. So Rabbi Nechemia said, "What do you usually eat?" So Amar Leib Basar Shamin Ve'Yan Yashan. Right, fatty meat and old wine. So Ratzon Chutz and Galgal Limi Adashim. So Rabbi Nechemia didn't have much. He said, "Well, do you want my lentils?" So Gilgul Imoba Adashim with mace. Very fascinating. The poor person had made himself dependent on this fancy food for so long that he ate lentils and it didn't do anything for him and he died. It's Amar, so he said, Oy, lo lezesh hargu Nechemia, oy vey, for this guy who Nechemia, who killed. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Oy vey for this guy. Either Abba, oy le Nechemia, shargu lezeh. I mean, by the way, should have said, oy vey for Nechemia, who killed this guy, who killed this poor person. The Gemara says, no, he was giving the poor person Musar. Why did this guy pass away in the end? Because he treated himself to fancy meat and fancy wine every single day, got himself used to it. He wasn't able to handle lesser food. That was his fault. What was he spending all his money on? Why was he pampering himself so much? He should have been able to handle other types of food. Who does it commit the Rava? Somebody, again, a poor person came to Rava, and Amar lo, but Matah, so again, Rava said, similarly, what do you usually eat? Amar lo, but Tanagolos, Batum of Yain Yashin. Again, similarly, right, fatty chicken. Right, and old wine. What are you? You're not concerned about the tzipur? Why are they going to pay so much money for you? This is how you eat? Amalei said, well, I'm not eating from theirs. Right? I'm not eating from their money. I'm eating from, this is a tremendous musar. I'm eating from money from Akash Baruch Hu. Right, it's Akash Baruch Hu's money. Right, tzedakah, we usually think of tzedakah as us giving away our money. It's not true. We're giving away Akash Baruch Hu's money. Akash Baruch Hu gave us money to handle, to take care of, and he says, you should give Maestri, you should give tzedakah. So we're giving away Hashem's money. And that's what the poor person said to him. And he had more, I don't want to say more, but he had a certain emunah bitachon as Rava. Right, as the Tanina, we learned in Rabbi Isa. Any call lech sabir batana sen lachem lachem sachol biito pasuk in Ashrei biitamlo nemar ella biito. We don't get say we give each person their food. It says in his food, right? His biito in his time. I'm sorry, not their food, but his in his time. Meaning it's Kosh Baruch Hu who's giving us the stuff. Malame shikol echad ve'echad nosin Kosh Baruch Hu parnasos biito. Everybody gives Kosh Baruch Hu gives parnas to everybody and whenever at the proper time. So the hachi asaya achti the Rava. And sure enough, in the middle of that story, Rava's sister popped in. The lo chazile tleisari shani. Rava hadn't seen her for 13 years, and Joe coincidentally. She was bringing the exact amount of food that this poor person needed to eat. So Amar, he said, I mind the camel, what's going on over here? So, yeah, so he was a Rav, was from also. And I'm right, it must be, right, I said too much, I answered you too much, meaning that he was too critical. And come and eat, really, Rav realized that Akash Baruch Hu had sent this food, right, as the poor person had said, Akash Baruch Hu sends Parnasa, right, at the proper time. Tanar Baruch Hu Lander Reza, Ein Lo Ve'ein. Ve'ino wrote to this parnes. Let's say a poor person doesn't want staka. Right? Doesn't have any food. Maybe doesn't want staka. Right? Again, he's going to starve himself or whatever. So nosim lo l'shem alva v'chozrim nosim lo l'shem matana. Right? So the first thing you do is try and make him get it. He needs to eat the food. He needs food. He needs money. So you give him the money as a halva, as a loan, and then all of a sudden you give him a gift, meaning you forgive the loan right later on. Dev Rebbe Meir. V'chachamim say nosim lo l'shem matana v'chozrim lo v'nosim lo l'shem alva. The other way around. Right? You give him a gift, and then you give it to him as a loan. The Gemara says, what do you mean? L'shem matana halo shakel. What do you mean? You give him a gift. He just said he's not. Didn't you just tell me he's not taking it? Samarava liftoch l'shem matana. No, you should offer it as a gift. And if he doesn't take it, so then give it to him as a loan. Yesh lo ve'ino rotzi this parnes. So nosin lo l'shem matana v'chozrin v'nifra mimenu. And the opposite is true as well. That if he has money but he doesn't want to pay out and take care of himself, instead he's asking for tzedakah. So you give him money initially as a matana, and then you're like, oh, by the way, that was a loan. Give me the money back. The Gemara says chozrin. But what do you mean? But if that's the game you're going to play, he's not going to take money from us anymore, and then he's not going to survive. That you collect the money from the guy, but after he dies, right? From the people who inherit him. Rabbi Shimon says, and if a person has money, he doesn't want to support himself, so then we don't just leave him alone. Okay, you want to jump off a cliff? Go be my guest. Ein lo ve'ein rotzi this parnes. If he doesn't have money and doesn't want to accept tzedakah, so then omrim lo havei mashkon v'tol. Right, we take a mashkon, a collateral, right, and then kedeshet tezuch taito love, so you should feel better. Again, sometimes people are so proud they don't, and rightfully so, they don't want to accept the matana, they don't want to accept tzedakah, so you do it under the guise of a loan. Tanur b'nei l'nedar b'risa. Havet, again, havet tamitenu, you should lend money. Ze she'ein lo ve'ein ro to these parnes. This is someone who doesn't have money, but doesn't want to take tzedakah. So you give him a loan. Right? She'nosin lo l'shem halva, right? You give him a loan. V'chozrim, she'nosin lo l'shem matana. Then you turn around and you forgive the loan. Right? And it's a gift. Tavitanu. Again, that's the next word in the pasuk. Zeshi yeshlo v'ino rotzeh lispartnes. That's someone who has money. He doesn't want to, you know, he wants to accept tzedakah. He doesn't want to use that money. Shenosnim lo l'shem matana. And what do? You give him a gift, as we said before. V'chozer v'nifram v'meneu l'achar misa. And then you collect the money back right after he dies. That's Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. V'chom momim. The chom say yeshlo v'ino rotzeh lispartnes. Ain't his kakinlo. The chom say no. Leave that guy alone. Ay v'ela ma ani mekayim tavitanu. What does it mean tavitanu then? So the Gemara says simply, "Dibur Torah, Kolosh Bnei Adam." But Havei Tavitanu. Sometimes people used to speak like that, used to double language. So that's just what the Torah is doing. Mar Ukva Hava Anya B'Shivusei and Hava Ragel Koyom De Shadilei Arba Zuzei B'Tinor De Dasha. Mar Ukva had a poor person in his neighborhood, but Mar Ukva used to throw 4 zuz right through the guy's door. Right, and then the guy would come home, and magically there would be money on the floor. Right, again, there's an added level of tzedakah of not knowing who gave the money. Right, that's an added level, as you see from this Gemara. Right, as you'll see in a second, it's better that the poor person does not know who it's coming from. That way, there's no kavod for you. So that's an added level, and our Mar Ukva went to great lengths, you'll see in a second, to keep this halacha. Yom Echad, one day the poor guy said, Omar, he said, Ezel ve'echze man ka'ovid. I want to go see who's doing this. Man ka'ovid bi ahu tibusa. So someone, I want to see if someone's doing this chesed for me. So Yom Anaga le lamar Ukva lebe medrasha. That day, Mar Ukva learned late in the base medrash, and also the bite behade. Right, and his wife kind of picked him up from there and was coming. I guess on the way back from the base medrash, he would throw the coins in. So his wife kind of, I guess, brought the money, right, and picked him up an hour late from the base, and they were walking. When the poor man saw that Mar Ukva was closing the door, right, to make sure the guy didn't see it, right, nothing basrayu, and he went out to find them, and wrote mikameh, and sure enough, Mar Ukva and his wife ran away. Because he didn't want to see who it was. Ta'ilu asuna dehava grufa nora, and they went to hide in an oven that had been cleaned out, but it was still hot. Pashtas, as you see in a second. Havale mekailin kare de Mar Ukva. Mar Ukva was getting burnt. So amrele the bisu shakol kare at osiv akarai. Right, take your feet and put them on my feet. So Chalash Daite, so Mar Ukva felt bad because he was getting burned and his wife apparently was not. So Amrele, she said to him, no, Ana Shchichna Begave De Besa. I'm always home. Right, Makarva Anahaisi, and when I give tzedakah, right, I give tzedakah to the poor people, I give them actual food. So their hana is mikarva, is closer, meaning I give them actual food, you give them money, and then they go buy food, right? It's one step removed. So I have more schus than you do. So my kulihai, and the Gemara says that seems to be a crazy story. Like why do they go to such great lengths? Right, to not be found out. So the Amar Marzifer Bartuvi Amarav, for Amar Lei Rav Huna Bar Bizna, Amar Rav Shimon Chasida, for Amar Lei Amar Rav Yochanan, Amar Shimon Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Right, whoever said it, it was. They said that Noachul the Adam Sheimser Asmal Tov Kipshan Eishval Yalbin Pnei Chaver Berabim. Right, better to throw yourself into the fire than to embarrass your friend in public. Now, obviously, this wasn't embarrassing your friend in public necessarily, right? But again, they didn't want this. Again, maybe they'd be a little bit embarrassed to see that a tzaddik like Mar Ukva was supporting them. Okay, even if there was a chance of being embarrassed, better they should throw themselves into the fire. Minalan, how do you know? Mi Tamar, right? From the story of Yehuda and Tamar, Yehuda said, right, take out Tamar for cheating on her husband or sleeping around, right? And she's pregnant. Right, go out, take her out and to be burned. And Tamar sent a secret message to him that was actually through him, right? But not embarrassing him in public, right? Dichtiv himutzeis, right? And she was taken out, right? And that's just the whole story over there that she did not embarrass him in public. Mar Ukva hava anya b'shevusei dehava ragel l'shidurele arba mea zuzei kol mali yoma dikipura. Sure enough, Mar Ukva, and similar to similar story. Right, they had another poor person who was supporting. He would give 400 zuz every Yom Kippur. Yom Echad, one day, Shadruna Nihali Beabre, he sent the money with his son. And also Amar Leib, and the son came back and said, Lo Tzarech, right, he doesn't want the money. So Amar, he said, My Chazis, how do you know? So Chazai, I saw the Kamizal Fele Yain Yashin. I saw that he was sprinkling the house with old wine, right, to make it smell nice. So Amar, he said, no, my father Kuli, hi. What, is this guy such a fancy guy? I find him with Shadruna Nihali, right, so then he gave him even extra money, right? He doubled the money, right? He sent them 800 zuz. Kikanich nafshe, when Mar Ukva passed away, there's an Amar, obviously before he passed away, he said, Aisu li chashbonai de tzedakah. Bring me my tzedakah log, I guess. So Ashkev tehavik sivbe, shilas alfi dinari si anke. And he found is that apparently throughout his life he had given 7,000 siyanke dinars dinara. So Amari said, Zivadai Kalilov Orcha Rechikta. He said, I don't have enough stuff to take with me, and the journey is long, so come Bizavzave Lepaga Mamone, and he gave half of his remaining money to Tzedakah, right? He wanted more schusim to take him to the next world. Let's just go to the Tzedats quickly. Right? How in the world could Markva do this? Because the limit on giving tzedakah is 20%. A person shouldn't make himself poor. Right? A person has a mitzvah to give tzedakah, but he shouldn't give more than 20%. So Gemara says, yeah, that's when he's alive, when he might become poor. Maybe he'll lose his right possessions and he'll become poor and need tzedakah himself. But he was about to die. So then, less lamba, then there is no concern. Right? There is no problem with that. Okay, we'll stop with the two dots, and we'll go right to the Hail Gishas tomorrow. Have a great day and night. But I'm you're listening to this.